This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
This was remarkable. I mean, Liz Cheney took a flamethrower to the big lie.
We dispelled the thick fog of propaganda that Trump and his supporters continue to emit about what happened.
Yay us. Pat on the back. Pat on the back. Come on.
But what did happen exactly on January 6th? What's the truth of that day? Well, that's still unknown. From the extensive video we have of January 6th, it's clear that some in the crowd, more than a few, were encouraging protesters to breach the Capitol, to commit felonies.
Cloaked in secrecy, they show up without warning, then vanish as quickly as they appear. Perhaps the answer will come someday soon.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Wall Street saying we could see $6 a gas by the end of the summer.
It's because Vladimir Putin decided to take on this irresponsible war.
That's a lie. A dirty lie.
Not true. I mean, we're not producing as much as we did under President Trump. They hate fossil fuels.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
The stock market is down today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 880 points. 880 points. That's how they reacted to the increase in the consumer price index of 8.6%. So this what this means is that now the Federal Reserve will probably be raising maybe as much as three quarters of a point in the interest rate, and that will supposedly will cut down on inflation or begin the process. I mean, it's like the old saying, sin in haste, repent at leisure. I mean, it's easy to just start throwing money around and on stupid things. Like I was telling Brett Baer yesterday, the Edward M. Kennedy immersion chamber of the Senate, which isn't even open for just walk-ins. It's a total money pit. They got $5 million, but out of the $1.9 billion or whatever it was. I mean,
come away with me, Lucille. In my merry old mobile.
Yeah, you know, but that's just one tiny, you know, $5 million in the context is just a drop in the bucket, literally a drop in the bucket. Mary Jo could have survived that drop in the bucket, but, you know, every Democrat constituency, every layabout, every illegal alien, every hack who claims to be a member of a protected class got taken care of, and now the chickens are coming home to roost. You know, down 800 points in one day, and people are worried, and as well they should be. I mean, this guy does not have a clue, and he just keeps blaming it on other people, and they want to change the subject with this dog and pony show that was going on. There were a lot of good columns on this today. I thought one of the best ones was Kimberly Strassel in the Wall Street Journal. The uncredible January 6th committee. What's missing here is what the one ingredient truly vital for public interest, credibility. Can America trust the findings of a panel whose members began with a preconceived notion and blackballed any dissenting voices? Yeah, there aren't any. There's no dissenting voices here. You know, you're not guilty. You're not innocent until proven guilty with this committee. You're guilty until proven innocent. Show me the man. I will show you the crime. So the man is Donald Trump and his supporters, and they found the crime. Americans will find it easy to reject quote-unquote evidence that is too fragile to bear the scrutiny of fellow House members, you know, like Representative Banks from Indiana, like Representative Jordan from Ohio, guys who would say, by the way, Who is Roy Epps? Ray Epps? Who? What happened to Ray Epps? What happened to the guy who planted those pipe bombs at the RNC and the DNC the night before? And Kamala Harris was inside the DNC when he planted the pipe bombs. What happened to him? Consider Mrs. Pelosi's Democrat picks. California's Adam Schiff is the House face of the Russian collusion hoax and secret Ukrainian impeachment proceedings. Remember when he made up what was in the transcript of the speech, but of the call between Zelensky and Trump? Remember that? Remember how many times he said, "I'd like to tell you we have a smoking gun evidence that Trump was colluding with Russia, but I can't reveal it." We're still waiting. We're still waiting. Remember when he took the he got pranked by the Morning Zoo team from St. Petersburg or Russia or Moscow, who claimed they had compromat on him. Okay. Maryland's Jamie Raskin.
What's the nature of the compromat?
Maryland's Jamie Raskin. He's the guy who looked like Groucho Marx until he shaved off his mustache. Knows a little something about objecting to the counting of electoral votes. On January 6, 2017, he objected to Donald Trump's Florida victory. How about James McGovern of Massachusetts? He's, I don't think he's on the committee, but he's another one that's talked about the conspiracy, the insurrection, et cetera, et cetera. He objected to the counting of the electoral votes in 2005 when Bush was reelected. The committee might have redeemed itself even with this makeup of clowns had it conducted its work in a sober, professional manner. Instead, within months, it had become the worst type of Washington leak machine, dribbling documents, texts, and emails and inside tidbits about who was up for a grilling next and who was coming out of depositions. And again, their next big bombshell witness is Chris Steigerwald, who was a clown on the Fox News Channel. He was a Democrat hack on the Fox News Channel. And he's gonna be a big, what do they care what Trump said to Sean Hannity or vice versa? What do they care? At least one of the text messages the committee released was altered by who else? Mr. Schiff, to exclude context and falsely malign former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. And again, Jason Miller, who we've had on the show before, he's a former Trump aide, now runs Getter. He said they did the same thing to him last night. This practice reached a new low in March when the committee leaked personal text messages of Ginny Thomas, wife of Justice Clarence Thomas. And they're still leaking this stuff. They leaked more of it today to the New York Times. The messages had no real bearing on the events of January 6th, but were perfectly timed to coincide with a left-wing smear campaign to attack Justice Thomas and pressure him to recuse himself from key cases. How much confidence should Americans be expected to have in a body that has abused its legislative, its investigative powers for political gain? Speaking of those powers, is it fair for the nation to be skeptical of a committee that has trampled any number of institutional norms and practices in the names of returning us to institutional norms and practices? Mrs. Pelosi's veto of Republican members like Banks and Jordan. The committee's initial directive to telecom and social media companies to preserve the communications of private citizens, including members of Congress, but to keep the targets in the dark so they have no opportunity to litigate. The flurry of criminal referrals to the Justice Department with no debate over whether those accused might have legitimate claims of executive privilege. That's Peter Navarro. And again, Peter Navarro was arrested by the FBI, the crooked FBI, and Eric Holder, who was also charged with contempt of Congress, like Peter Navarro. Nothing ever happened to him. And they had a vote in Congress on Holder, and it was a bipartisan vote. And it involved serious stuff, giving automatic weapons to cartel drug members that were then used to kill Americans, including cops, federal cops. More federal cops died in Fast and Furious than died in on January 6th. Okay? But nothing happened to Holder or Obama because they're members of protected classes, not the least of which is Democrat. Finally, how can Americans be asked to trust a committee whose work Democrats are openly broadcasting as a political operation? Headline in the New York Times, Jan 6th hearings give Democrats a chance to recast midterm message, noting that the party hopes to change the subject from Biden's White House incompetence, including soaring inflation, a plummeting stock market, a porous border, soaring crime, and a baby formula shortage. That kind of sums it up. You think anybody's going to be talking about this tonight after their 401k took a hit like this again today? I mean, in this, you know, one day, it comes and goes. It comes and goes. It rises and falls. But this is day after day after day after day. And, you know, Biden is trying to blame it on everybody else. Everybody else. 844-500-4242.
Putin's price rate.
Putin's price rate. Now it's Putin's price. It's his tax.
Well, Cut 13. We've never seen anything like Putin's tax on both food and gas.
Cut 13.
Putin's price hike is hitting America hard. Gas prices at the pump, energy and food prices account for half of the monthly price increases since May.
Not only are there gas price hikes, but there are gas prices. Gas prices at the pump. 844-500-4242. 781 says, it's not guilty until proven innocent. It's guilty until proven ultra-mega guilty. Are you having some more senior moments lately? Not being able to recall someone's name? Not remembering where you left your car keys or even forgetting why you walked into another room? Biotech Research, a sister company of Edenpure, has something you may be interested in. It's a sensational new supplement. Brain Peak 9. Brain Peak 9 contains the 9 nutrients that help support the healthy brain functions of memory, such as concentration and recall ability. Brain Peak 9 can help you think more clearly and have better focus in all your daily tasks. The 9 super nutrients in Brain Peak 9 produce results that have customers raving. Francis says, it works very well for me and helps support my memory. Joe stated, I started taking it because my memory is horrible. It has seemed to correct that, and I notice a real difference. I take Brain Peak 9, too. I know that nothing makes you seem older than those senior moments. It's also frustrating because you can feel helpless when you can't recall the simplest things. Right now, you can save $40 off the regular price on a 2-month supply of Brain Peak 9. And since you are a Howie listener, you're going to get an additional $10 off when you use discount code Howie. That's a total savings of $50 off the regular price, and you get free shipping. Just go to brainpeak9.com. That's the number 9, and enter discount code Howie. That's brainpeak9.com, discount code Howie. Do it now before you forget. I'm Howie.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by HelloFresh. My secret to a stress-free summer? HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers chef-crafted recipes featuring the season's ripest fruits and veggies right to my door. So I get to spend less time at the grocery store and more time relaxing. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 free gifts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What are you more likely to be talking about at your kitchen table tonight? Gas prices, the baby formula shortage, other empty store shelves, crime, or January 6th?
Gas prices.
85% say gas prices.
And what's second?
Second is other empty store shelves at 6%, tied with crime.
All right. 844-500-4242. Cut 16. Oh, from Biden. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
General Lyons is a 4-star general. He handled the transportation of a little bit of thing. He had Transportation Command, only tens of millions of billions of tons of things to move, from little things like tanks and aircraft and all that, but all kidding aside.
Tens of millions of billions of... Let me hear that one again.
General Lyons is a four-star general. He handled the transportation of a little bit of thing. He had Transportation Command, only tens of millions of billions of tons of things to move, from little things like tanks and aircraft and all that, but all kidding aside.
All kidding aside, do we amuse you, Mr. President? Cut 15. Cut 15, Biden.
And we're funding major new initiatives on the docks, on dock rail systems. Port of Long Beach has moved goods more quickly. A port electrification, so communications near the ports can be, and communities can breathe cleaner air because they're using electric machines that are not generating using gas, coal, et cetera.
You know, they're not doing any kind of upgrades that would affect union pinky ring thugs that are still working at the on the docks. They're not making the kind of changes that would actually mean any significant improvement in the supply chain. Not that he knows what the hell supply chains are all about. Cut 14.
The American people understandably wondered supply chain. Well, I mean, that's not a usual part of their jargon every day. But they understand it fully now. They understand it. If you can't get the material needed to build a product you're building, whether it's an automobile or whatever it is, it makes it difficult to be able to move. And that's called the supply chain.
I think the average person, quote unquote, as he would put it, on the street understands the supply chain a lot better than you do. 781. Sometimes when I hear those clips you play of Biden, I have to remind myself I'm not listening to the drunken Red Sox recap on the sports channel.
Howie, Gilbert Gottfried used to do a routine that he called Old Groucho Marx. And
yeah.
So in his twilight, Groucho Marx had a couple of strokes, and he would still appear on talk shows like Dick Cavett, and he would just explain things that everybody knew what they were.
See, back in my day, a pencil was a piece of wood, and it had a little letter in it, and you would write it and use it to write on paper.
And that's Joe Biden, all the way.
We got so many of these. We'll take some calls. So, Carol, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Carol.
Oh, hi, Howie. Good to talk to you. I love you.
Thank you.
Okay, so... When you said Chris Starwall, you know, I spit out my coffee because I remember when he was on with Dana, they had that pre-election show and he was always,
right,
you know, tracking the polls, yada, yada. And they all thought he was a genius, right? But I also remember that he was from West Virginia and I'm in Ohio. So, you know, West Virginia, my ears perk up when I hear that because they're next
right.
door, right? So the thing is, now the New York Times is calling him, all excited he's going to be called in. These
yeah.
are the same people that are always goofing on people from West Virginia. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
you know, the thing is, I don't know about you, Carol, but whenever he would come on, that was when I started, figuring out. That's when I started multitasking, or at least at the very least looking for a remote control to get rid of him. And now he's going to be the star witness on Monday.
Do you remember what Bette Midler said about people from West Virginia?
What did she say?
She said they're poor, illiterate, and strung out.
There you go, Carol. But he's going to be speaking truth to power. On it's amazing how turning on Donald Trump and Republicans what it does for your social standing, Carol. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. We're going to keep taking calls on this. On inflation and the January 6th hearings and on Brandon. We got so much more of this stuff. And we have and President Trump is also going to check in. He's put something new out on Truth Social. Coming right up, I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. I'm going to play some of the cuts from Tucker Carlson. Tucker was the only guy who wasn't doing this wall-to-wall last night. And at one point, I don't know if he, I was at Maria's Ristorante and I had a great time. And you got Grace and Taylor and Jared, you're going to love all the meatballs and the sauce I'm bringing back.
Howie, you're like Janet Yellen. You wouldn't do anything differently. You have no regrets about missing this.
No, I don't. But I'm sorry I missed Tucker's monologue because he was really great. And he just pointed out how many of... It's like North Korea. Only North Korea doesn't have 8 TV channels that are all carrying the same stuff.
A little excessive even for them.
Right. Well, I don't think they have 8 TV channels. Maybe I could be wrong, but I don't think they have a home and garden in North Korea.
Even in North Korea, they'd say, I think they get the point.
Cut 14.
On the screen, you see 8 boxes. Those are 8 different TV channels taking the Nancy Pelosi feed unfiltered. Now, if at any time in your life you've ever made fun of totalitarian regimes that, you know, broadcast lies into the homes of the population that they can't turn off, take a look at that. That's happening right now.
It was. And they all decided to take a break. They gave them an hour, and then they all took a break so that the networks could run their phony baloney ads as if they had any audience left after an hour of this agitprop. And then they just went right back at it.
Do you think they brought in any performers for the halftime? Or like a Zamboni to clear the ice?
They would have had to be clearing something, but it wasn't ice. It was BS. I think they needed a shovel. The guy that usually used to go behind the elephant at the circus before they freed all the elephants. Cut one from Tucker.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson. You know, it tells you a lot about the priorities of our ruling class that the rest of us are getting yet another lecture about January 6th tonight from our moral inferiors, no less. An outbreak of mob violence, a forgettably minor outbreak by recent standards that took place more than a year and a half ago, but they've never stopped talking about it. In the meantime, in the 18 months since January 6th, gas prices have doubled. Drug ODs have reached their highest point ever. The U.S. economy is now careening toward a devastating recession at best. And scariest and least noted of all, this country has never in its history been closer to a nuclear war. Yet the other networks cannot be bothered to cover any of that tonight. Instead, they've interrupted their regularly scheduled programming to bring you yet another extended primetime harangue from Nancy Pelosi and Liz Cheney about Donald Trump and QAnon.
That is so spot on. I'm just really impressed with how good Tucker. Cut 8.
But what did happen exactly on January 6th? What's the truth of that day? Well, that's still unknown. From the extensive video we have of January 6th, it's clear that some in the crowd, more than a few, were encouraging protesters to breach the Capitol to commit felonies. We're not guessing at that. We've showed you the tape. We have pictures of their faces. In the case of a man called Ray Epps, we know his name. But they've never been charged. Ray Epps was standing in exactly the same place that a lot of people who went to jail were standing. But he wasn't charged. His name was taken off the FBI's most wanted list. Why is that? It doesn't make any sense at all. The January 6th committee will not explain that. After a year and millions of dollars and 1,000 interviews, they won't tell us. Nor will they tell us how many FBI agents and assets were in the crowd that day and what were they doing there. Why can't we know that?
One more and then we'll go back to the phones. This is great stuff. And again, we played the cut last night of CBS Evening News, a reporter named Robert Costa, just flat out lying about how many cops were killed. 0 cops were killed. But here's Tucker pointing it out again, cut 4.
Culminating with last night. Last night, CBS Nightly News told its viewers that insurrectionists at the Capitol on January 6th, quote, caused the deaths of 5 police officers. That is a pure lie. There is nothing true about it, and they know that perfectly well. Here's reporter Bob Costa, who should be deeply ashamed to say something this dishonest.
Thursday's primetime hearing will take Americans back to January 6th. when an estimated 2,000 rioters breached the Capitol building, causing the deaths of five police officers.
It's hard to believe he said that. Rioters caused the deaths of five police officers. You just heard CBS News tell its viewers that. This must be the big lie theory. The more bewilderingly false a claim is, the more likely you will be to believe it. Apparently, that's what they're betting on. In fact, precisely zero police officers were killed by rioters on January 6th. Not five, none. Not a single one.
Cut three.
Not a single person in the crowd that day was found to be carrying a firearm, some insurrection. In fact, the only person who wound up shot to death was a protester. She was a 36-year-old military veteran called Ashley Babbitt. Babbitt was just over 5 feet tall. She was unarmed. She posed no conceivable threat to anyone. But Capitol Hill police shot her in the neck and never explained why that was justified. Those are the facts of January 6th. But since the very first hours, they have been distorted beyond recognition, relentlessly.
But they're trying to rescue this this failed administration, the most inept, incompetent, corrupt administration in American history. They're trying to rescue and change the subject from Brandon, from Joe Biden. Before we go back to the calls, I just have to play you one more cut from Brandon today. Cut 24 on the Brandon sheet.
For example, we can begin by lowering the cost of high-speed internet, because what you all did dealing with the infrastructure bill, working with the server providers, we cut the price and raise the speed.
Rise the speed? Cut 17.
He's helped us identify and get ahead of the challenges that raise that arise at our ports.
Rise. Cut 18.
I have to admit to you, a lot of us elected officials have been in office for a while.
You don't say. Cut 22.
We're continuing working to bring down food prices and gas prices and save families' mother money by dealing with other items.
Save families' mother money. Save families' mother money.
What about Whistler's mother?
What about Mona Lisa? Mona Lisa? Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie. What's the biggest threat to democracy? The January 6th events or the complete boobs that are running the government right now? I cannot believe the things that come out of their mouths. And you always say that they're trust fund babies or whatever. I don't think they're really stupid because they all went to college, but they've got to be clueless. What the hell good is taking a tariff off of solar panels from China going to do to gas prices? Could any of them please explain that to me? What the hell is that going to do? Absolutely nothing. It's incredible.
But you do know that Hunter maintains a rather large financial interest in the People's Republic of China, Paul. That's what this is all about, obviously, right?
I mean, obviously. But, I mean, I wish somebody would just ask these questions. If we were all driving electric cars, what good would solar panels do us to charge our electric car overnight so we could go to work in the morning? Nothing.
Well, how about that, Paul? How about the fact that now they're saying they're going to be brownouts and blackouts this summer? So they want more people to rely on electric power, but there's not going to be enough electric power, Paul.
So what's the point?
And they're asking countries that have vicious dictators in charge, autocracies, tyrannies, that drill oil in a much dirtier fashion, much more polluting fashion than we do. They're begging them to do the digging, the drilling that we won't do, Paul. How does that make sense?
It doesn't make any sense. I work at a nuclear power plant that they're destroying right now because they're afraid of nuclear energy. But anyways, that's besides the point. Last point I want to make. I was at a gas station in the 70s, and people should be prepared for a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, and Ford's got to dust off the design for the Pinto and Chevy the Chevette, because that's where we're going. 55, and Pintos and Chevettes.
Oh, I had a Gremlin.
All right, thanks, Howie.
That was the third. That was the. That was. They were as bad as Pintos or. Or Chevettes. Oh, those cars. I hated those cars. 844-500-4242. I'm not a speed demon either. But, you know, you just want a car that's comfortable. But they don't. They want to punish all of us. 508, my internet cost didn't go down. Did yours? No, it didn't, as a matter of fact. Thank you for pointing that out. Thanks for reminding me.
But, Howie, I just want to go back here. They do like cars that are comfortable. They like very nice cars. Hunter Biden traded in his electric vehicle for a Porsche.
No, their cars. Their cars can be a Porsche.
Yes.
Your car will be a Yugo. Or, as he said, they're going to bring back the Chevettes and the Pintos and the Gremlins.
Or the Flintstone Mobiles. We can all just pedal.
6760. I just checked my Spectrum bill and my internet is the exact same price. I know. Where is the Disinformation Governance Board when you need them? Alan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Alan.
Howie, a summer with more cops that have been shot in 1 year, breaking records, and then they want to then you got, 500 riots in one summer, but yet they want us to focus on this one riot. It's awful. The gas is at its highest prices. Up here in Maine, the oil, diesel. I mean, we're scratching our heads wondering what we're going to do this winter. But yet they want to focus on one riot when there was over 500 more cities. Look at Portland. Look at Seattle. They think we're goldfish, and it's absolutely disgusting. Like Barnacle Bailey said, sucker born every day. I love you, Howie. Keep it going.
Thanks, Alan. I heard a joke last night. I thought it was kind of funny, but it said there's only one crime that's gone down in the state of Maine. In the last year, you know what it is, Grace?
What?
Arson. No one can afford the gasoline. As you know, Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have a passion for helping Howie Carr listeners get the best sleep of their lives. They didn't stop when they created the best pillow. Now MyPillow has done it again with the most incredible My Slippers. Have a pair and life is so good. I have a pair and life is so good when I'm wearing them. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale won't last long, so order yours today by using the promo code Howie when you go to the radio listener square at MyPillow.com. MyPillow took over 2 years to develop what I like to call heaven for your feet. What's really cool is that My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Your feet are just waiting to meet MyPillow's quality leather suede, plus foam and impact gel, which helps prevent fatigue. This offer won't last forever, so get your $90 off right now. It's a great Father's Day gift.
It really is. Slippers for Father's Day are always a good call, and also everything from MyPillow is such good quality that your dad will not be disappointed.
Grace got me some MyPillow slippers last. Well, I know they weren't MyPillow slippers, but they are good for Father's Day.
It's just a great staple to have,
right?
And dads love slippers,
right? And I have and I now have my own MyPillow slippers as well. They're great. I love. She's right. Slippers are great for dad. Call 800-658-4965 and use the code Howie or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and don't forget to use the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
Years and years of profit-driven radio shows, whatever, turning the base into this angry, fearful, victimized group of people.
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
I'm doing it, or is Brandon doing it? I think Brandon has more to do with it than me. So, we have a guy that was watching last night. His name is Donald John Trump, and he saw them playing the video of his daughter saying that she didn't believe the election was stolen. And they also he also was watching when they played the video of his attorney general, another big mistake he made, not as big a mistake as Christopher Wray, but right up there, saying that he didn't believe the election was stolen either. So the president responded on Truth Social to this. Go ahead.
Ivanka Trump was not involved in looking at or studying election results, okay? She had long since checked out and was, in my opinion, only trying to be respectful to Bill Barr and his position as Attorney General. He sucked, by the way. Bill Barr was a weak and frightened Attorney General who was always being played and threatened by the Democrats and was scared stiff of being impeached. How do you not get impeached? Do nothing or say nothing, especially about the obviously rigged and stolen election. Or to put it another way, the crime of the century. The Democrats hit pay dirt with Barr. He was stupid, ridiculously sad. There was no problem with the election, and they left him alone. It worked for him, but not for our country.
Mr. President, that was a brilliant, brilliant statement. Thank you. Thank you. 774 says, thank you, Brandon. Synthetic oil change went from $48 to $74 today. I told you, Dave Wilcox at Ken's place, I think I told you this last night, we were talking about it yesterday at lunch. The cost of his products, not the labor costs or taxes or any of that, just the cost of the products, the food and the cups and the trays, he's gone up $1,500 to $2,000 a day. A day. It's costing him that much money. This can't go on. It's 508, just check my Fidelity accounts. I lost the equivalent of half my mortgage balance in the past 2 days. Thanks, Brandon, you bleep. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking the call, as always. Thank you. Howie,
thanks.
A couple of points to touch on before I talk about Brandon's comments on the Jimmy Kimmel show. Liz Cheney's got 5 more months to be a senator before the MAGA's freight train derails her with Margaret Hageman in Wyoming. And they weren't showing half of the video on that January 6th. They're not showing anything that's pertinent or relevant. They're just showing, as you said, what makes them look good. But Brandon was on the Jimmy Kimmel show, and he said that the inflation is down to 3.6. And I said, last time I checked, it was 8.6. And the emperor's got new clothes, and he's walking around like he's dressed to the max. And your comment about the billions and trillions of tanks there, this guy's missing more than a few decimal points.
Yeah, he is. Thanks for the call, Jake. Play cut 21 from Brandon.
Ukraine and Russia, the two major suppliers of grain and corn, they have 20 million in their silos right now. So we're trying to help them to get that, and the Russians are blocking the export.
Can we quote you on that, Mr. President? Cut 23.
Billion, trillion, million, billion, trillions of orbiting snowballs.
Cut 23.
I'm grateful to two Californians, Speaker Pelosi and John Gerimondi, for leading this effort.
Gerimondi? Isn't it Garamendi? I think it's something like Garamendi. But, you know, hey, who's counting? Who's counting? 844-500-4242. I got time for one more? Al, very quickly. No, we don't have time. We don't have time. We'll take some more calls on the other side, maybe before we get to Police Blotter Facts Friday. 844-917. I remember sitting around my kitchen table talking about losing $80,000 from my IRA. I'm Howie Carr.